When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I am so excited to have this conversation because it's not every day you talk to a 16-time Grammy-winning producer, composer, and songwriter, and also, in addition to that, a Broadway star, a recording star, and the wife of that 16-time Grammy award-winning producer, composer, and songwriter. It's David Foster, Catherine McPhee, and with Chris Botti, they will be in Chicago, specifically at Ravinia in Highland Park, on June 20th. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi.
What's up, Steve?
Well,
you just ate up 2 minutes of our interview with your introduction.
Oh, I could have done so much more than that. So let me ask you this. So Kat, working with your husband, I'm talking about Mariah Carey, Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, Natalie Cole, Whitney Houston, Madonna, Chaka Khan, Vanessa Williams, Jennifer Lopez.
I know. Can you imagine what it's like to sing in the shower with him next to you?
All right, let's go there. What is the pressure like? Yeah. So is it really what makes a great producer to bring out the best? And are you ever jealous?
Well, he doesn't sing. He doesn't record with those mega superstars anymore. He's on the back end of his mega producing career. So I think I probably would have, if I was an aspiring singer at that time and we had been together and our age difference was closer and to each other, then I probably would have been a very, very just jealous and unfulfilled artist. But, you know, when we got married, we didn't have any plans of recording together or doing any touring together. And I certainly didn't think at that point he'd known me for years before we got married, so he didn't sign me to a record label then, so I didn't expect him to sign me to a record label now. I'm not a very aggressive person, so I'm supportive and I'm competitive, like in a very healthy way, but I think I would have probably just been happy that my husband had so much success, and I am happy that he's had so much success.
Okay, so Catherine McPhee, here's my question. You mentioned singing in the shower. If you can sing any song in the shower, what would that be?
Can I answer that?
You know it.
Well, you sometimes share the shower, perhaps, you know, so yes.
Well, one song that comes to mind is a song that I produced for Barbara Streisand called Somewhere.
I do not sing that in the shower.
Well, okay.
That's not my favorite song to sing. No, I typically like to sing like things that I don't sing for my... Like, I love to sing the songs from a musical called Thoroughly Modern Millie. And Ben Foster was the person who brought it to Broadway. And like, I love singing very clean Broadway notes, no riffs, no soulful notes. Like, I love that very clean singing. So I love the way the vibrato like echoes in the shower. So it's not really, I mean, I will attempt some of the Celine Dion mega hits that David has had with Celine, but they always sound better in the shower than they do in the live show.
Okay. So what song did you just say, David?
Oh, I said Somewhere.
All right. Now that is not an easy song to sing. So when you record with whoever it might be, and I rattled off the names of all these great women artists, do you say, I am going to extend what they think they can do? Have you ever had any performers say to you, I can't do that, but yet they end up doing it and doing it well?
100%. I mean, that's what good producing is, right? Like, take a great talent and make them greater. And in my mind, I used to go into every session thinking, I'm going to get a better vocal out of them than anybody ever has or anybody ever will. And of course, you don't always succeed at that, but that's the mantra.
And do you have, it's a crazy question, an artist that you've not recorded with that you'd like to?
Well, speaking of, you know, our tour with Chris Botti and Kat, Chris Botti, I met him through Sting. And Chris and Sting are very, very tight. Chris was in his band for many years.
Yeah.
I'd like to work with Sting, but I really haven't even to offer him that he does that he needs. So I don't think that's going to happen. But we are good acquaintance. What's the difference between what's in between acquaintance and friend? That's what we are.
Okay.
Good acquaintance, I guess. But he's never expressed a desire to work with me. Come on, Sting. If you're out there, if you're listening, come on. I want to work with you.
You know, he may be. I mean, Sting once almost hit me with his car. We lived near Wrigley Field. He was performing at Wrigley. And I was just walking across the street with my wife and our two dogs. Limo pulls by and comes like 3 inches from hitting us. That was Sting. So now, Sting, you owe me. And here's what you can do.
Well, if he had hit you, maybe I'd get the gig.
All right. So you are going to be on stage at Ravinia. What will you guys be doing? Catherine, let me start with you.
What are we going to be doing? Gosh, we're going to be covering so many different genres of what Chris does and what David does and what David and I have done together. Chris has been touring for years and years and years, so he's very well established. He has such a beautiful show that I've seen multiple times that always feels a little bit different. I'm a big fan of going to see his concerts, especially at the Blue Note that he does every December. And it's not just him on stage. He has, a handful of incredible musicians behind him that are really main characters in his show. They really contribute a lot. So with that, and then the hits that I've had from the shows that I've done, the TV shows that I've done, and all the plethora of songs that David has to cover from his catalog, it's a pretty well-rounded night. I'll be singing some jazz stuff that Chris has done in his shows, and it just kind of goes from there. Yeah.
So the show will be 8 hours long, it sounds.
It pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be hard to figure out what not to play.
Well, really? I mean, does your set vary from night to night? Will there be some surprises?
Hell no.
No.
You want us working every day on the show? No. It'll be set. But, of course, there'll be surprises. They'll always expect the unexpected. And, Chris is great at ad-libbing both in conversation and in music. And I'm not bad at it either. There'll be a few surprises.
Have you played Ravinia before?
We both have, yeah, but separately. I played there twice. Mm-hmm. I played there once or twice.
I've gone there as I went when before we were married. I went to see you at the Ravinia.
Yeah. It's such a great venue.
Such a great venue.
What makes it for a performer? What makes it a great venue? Don't answer yet. We'll find out when we come back, and I have a question to ask you about Chris Botti. We will do that. On WGN, we're talking with David Foster, Catherine McPhee. We'll be right back. It's Chris Botti who will be here with Catherine McPhee, David Foster, and that's June 20th at Ravinia. And, I want to know, and you've both been at Ravinia before, what makes Ravinia so special to two performers that have performed all over the world? David?
First of all, I think, we love Chicago. The venue is spectacular. Look, everybody's coming there to have a great time. There's drinking. There's the sea breeze. There's the lake breeze, I guess. I feel like Chicago, you guys have some pretty tough weather there, right? So by June, it's like, oh, my God, here's our window to enjoy the sunshine and to party. It's just a great party atmosphere. From the very first seat, I remember this, from the very first seat, there's a very back seat. It seems like people are engaged one way or another. And it just makes it thrilling as a performer.
Catherine McPhee?
We don't get to perform a lot of these outdoor amphitheaters. I've been there with, I think, Seth MacFarlane years ago, and I saw David, as I mentioned in the show. And it's just like the beautiful summer breeze on your skin and just seeing people in their tank tops with their, they're like picnics way up there in the distance. It's just something, feels like a real Americana experience, something different.
Last year I spoke to Herb Alpert, and he told me that my goal is when I play a song, people know it's my trumpet. And I actually thought of Chris Botti when he gave that answer, because when Chris plays, there's something distinctive, I think, about his sound. What do you think, David?
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it more. You couldn't have been more accurate about that. I can pick Chris Bowie out from 10 different trumpet players. There is something so full and rich and universal about his sound. He's not just a jazz musician. He's not just a pop musician. He can fit into any genre. That's why at his 2DS special, you have Steven Tyler and John Mayer and Yo-Yo Ma all on the same stage and Cap. I mean, he just fits in everywhere. He's got this round, beautiful tone. And by the way, he works out. This guy practices 3 hours a day, every day still. And I'm talking every day.
Wow.
He does not want to let up. He doesn't take his foot off the gas.
Well, speaking of which, that reminds me of you in a sense. So 16-time Grammy Award-winning producer, composer, songwriter, that is not enough for David Foster. You had to go and do Broadway. So you had a show called Boop that appeared in Chicago before it hit Broadway, and now it is on Broadway and doing really well. Is that something you ever thought, hey, I'm going to take on Broadway?
I did have that feeling about 15 years ago. In fact, if you see my Netflix documentary, at the very end, we're walking down Tin Pan Alley or Schubert Alley or whatever it's called, with all the shows. I'm walking down, and the very last thing I say in the documentary, which is now 6 years old, is, man, I'm going to be on Broadway one day. And lo and behold, here we are. Definitely a conscious choice, but not an out-of-this-world choice. I mean, kind of a natural progression for somebody like me that is pretty good at a lot of different kinds of music.
And, Kat, for you, Waitress, I know, you played Jenna. Annie Get Your Gun, perhaps, on Broadway as well? Do you want to do Broadway some more, or I did it, and that's really hard work. And it is hard work, isn't it?
No, I really thrive with the Broadway schedule. I mean, I know everyone's like, 8 shows a week, oh my gosh. But I don't know. I mean, I think coming from, I was working on a show on CBS called Scorpion, and to me, that show was like the definition of work. It was brutal. It was a brutal schedule. I thankfully had no husband and no children at that time, so that I was able to like just be this single person that was literally married to the job. I would spend 16 hours away from home every day, and it was for 4 seasons. And so when I came from that right to doing Broadway, HSV, I'm like, wait, I have all day like to do whatever I want and then just go. And then, yeah, of course, just periodically, like there was rehearsals during the day to do brush-up rehearsals and things like that and do press. But just literally coming from having such long, long days on that television series to doing Broadway 8 shows a week, for me, felt like, I mean, it wasn't a breeze, but it did just feel like a more of a treat, I guess, to just arrive to a theater. The work was really learning the role. I spent 4 weeks of really, like, nose to the ground trying to learn the part. But then once I knew it, just arriving to the theater every day and doing the show for 2 hours was a gift.
In your personal life, are the songs that most appeal to you, are you, Kat, kind of an old soul in some ways?
Yeah, I think I've heard that from people as I've grown up. I've heard that from people.
She married me.
In my early 20s. I got that from a lot from people, but, you know, I also look back in my 20s and look at interviews and like, oh my God, you're so young and so immature and this, that, and the other. But I think the things that I care about are, especially even when I was younger, like as I, you know, hit, I guess, quote unquote, fame, I realized really quickly, even as a young person, that I didn't really care about it. I didn't really care about like being in the room with like famous actors or famous, like I like to meet people like that I admire or whatever, but I also can be in the same room with them and don't feel like I need to talk to them. I kind of don't feel like I'm missing out on things a lot of times. I like to work and I feel that I'm, have yet to accomplish a lot of things that I want to do, but I don't ever feel like I need to be somewhere where I'm not. So I guess in that way, I am an old soul.
Well, we need you to be June 20th at Ravinia in the Chicago area in Highland Park with Chris Bowie, as well as David Foster and Catherine McPhee. What a pleasure it is to talk with you, and I will be watching you in Chicago, as will thousands of others. Thank you much for your time.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. It's always great to talk to you.